20 years old, and my name is Della Regina Raphael, and I have been married for all that time, except for the last few years when my husband died. But I was with the First World War and the Second World War, and I've been through all of those and the bombing on London and all the rest of it. Well, when I was 14, the Blitz had started on London, and I was at Henley-on-Thames, and it transpired that, you know, the bombs were dropping and all the rest of it, and I had to look after a sort of school of children who were very young. Most of them were parents that had gone into the services and or were bomb victims. So they, you know, we all had a lot of work to do, but we did it, and we came out of it. And I think that taught me a lot about children's resilience to sort of what I should call trauma in their lives and how difficult it was for them. And that has stood me in good stead all my life. And of course, in those days, you weren't encouraged to make friends of children because there was too much going on. So you just had to put your arms around them, give them a cuddle, and, you know, and put them to bed and try and be mummy, you know, which wasn't always successful. My parents came up to London to fetch me back because they thought it was, you know, too traumatic to be in that position. And they came back to be with me. And I went then into nursing and doing different things like that. I think what provided me with the ability, if you like, for want of a better word, to do something about my life was the fact that I was a very, you know, sort of religious girl, you know, and that gave me a reason to belong. Christianity, and I use the word loosely, brings you into sort of ways with different people to talk to them and to guide them. And you can do that and not necessarily be always right, but you can do it. I think with most of my generation, we weren't taught to be sort of what I should call namby-pamby. We had to go up and know people worse off than us. You know, and that was our way of life. Yeah, it helped me to cope. Life is, you know, sort of it's not a bowl of cherries for everyone. We all have to live with what we've, you know, what we've got. Find out what you want. Find out what you believe in. And most of all, keep trying, because that is the way that life is. You have to keep on trying. Because the majority of children that I speak to, they are very, very with it about, you know, life in general. They're much more well-educated than we were about things that happen in life.